It's a colonial-style brick church with tall pillars and Georgian windows in downtown Leroy. Seated on a stool in the church basement, Pastor Emeritus Sharon Bianchi answers questions about the spirit world from visitors and congregation members. Are there guardian angels? Is there such a thing as a bad spirit? And this one, about why a heated room might suddenly feel cold.
Well, it could be because the AC kicked on or something over there.
Bianchi then explains there are electromagnetic fields. Spirits can generate both heat and cold, but if a spirit emerges from a lower energy field, the room where it is present can inexplicably grow cold. Such discussions are common at the Crumbaugh Memorial Spiritualist Church. Congregants come here to pay homage to what they call the infinite spirit and to receive messages from the spirits of relatives and friends who are deceased. Bonnie Crozier is a longtime church member.
God is the highest source, the infinite spirit, and that the continuation of life after death. That there is a place that we go after we die. We don't just die and that's it. That we go back to our original state, which is spirit, and we continue to live.
The infinite spirit, we come to you with the delight of little children, always asking and seeking.
The inside of the church looks like the sanctuary of many a mainstream Protestant denomination. A cross that says God, love, light, and faith hangs above the altar. There are hymns, a sermon, and a reading from the 23rd Psalm. And prayers representing a variety of faith traditions.
One thing a spiritual does do is adapts all truths of all religions.
Bob Bianchi served as co-pastor for many years with his wife Sharon.
Whether you're an Orthodox religion or not, truth is truth. So we can use other prayers and from other religions and other beliefs, because it still expresses the truth of who we are.
Lord, make me mention of thy peace. There is hatred, let me show love. There is injury, heart.
Spiritualists have no set dogma or doctrine and no hierarchy, but they do have beliefs. One belief is that energy can be marshaled for physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. Tom Conley is known as a healer.
What I do is I channel energy, and anyone can do that. I'm also a Reiki practitioner, and I am also a pranic healer. And both the words Reiki and pranic is the translation in English is energy.
To the strains of soft instrumental music, healers like Conley rise and invite those seeking healing to sit by the altar. Congregation member Joan Travis comes forward. Conley places his hands above her head and onto her shoulders, takes her hands into his, and stares for several minutes into her eyes.
There's usually a feeling of warmth from the person's hand, the healer's hands. I felt that today. And you feel a connection with spirit, like something really, you're really connecting with God.
I asked our Creator, Paradise Mother and Father, for energy for this person, for whatever is in the best and highest good for that person.
Have you actually healed anybody?
Yeah, I have some affidavits here on file. There's been some people here that, when they sat in my chair, received healing from me. I say healing from me, but healing from a higher source that I channeled. And the results in their life, either later or at the moment, they felt relief from any ailments or spiritual ailments they may have been having at the time.
Another main part of the service comes when Pastors Bob and Sharon Bianchi act as mediums. They sit with eyes closed, trying to determine if any spirits are attempting to send messages. For this part of the service, I'm asked to turn off my tape recorder to safeguard privacy. The Bianchis describe the experience afterward.
It just comes really as a feeling, and sometimes we can't physically hear something, and most of the time not. Most of the time it's usually image projection, or we can see something that looks like a, you know, moving picture in our minds going through, playing something out that we can relate for this person.
Are you actually hearing a message in your mind, for example?
Correct. I can hear what spirit says and what spirit tells me.
One woman in the congregation receives a message from a spirit Bianchi describes as resembling a benevolent Aunt B type figure, like the character on the old Andy Griffith show. There's a message of gratitude for another woman.
The people that come are the ones that are putting that energy thought out there of who they would like to come through to visit with them. It doesn't necessarily mean that's the person that will come through, because if there's someone that has a message for them and they want to deliver that message, that's who will come through.
The Bianchis trained for several years to be mediums at the Morris Pratt Institute in Milwaukee. Both were raised Catholic, and they say they began feeling connections to spirits early in life. Bob Bianchi says he became a true believer when his life was saved during a firefight in Vietnam by figures that were there and then not. The Bianchis say they do not offer bad news, give advice, or suggest, for example, the date a person might have an accident or die.
The reason we don't is because we do have free will.
Free will, she explains, means a situation could change at any time.
All messages that we give to people are designed to be healing. In some manner, we don't come up and give people bad news. That's not what it's about.
The Spiritualist Church has been part of Leroy's landscape since 1927, when it was built with a bequest from a wealthy landowner, J.T. Crumbaugh, after a lengthy legal battle over his will. Crumbaugh and his wife Elizabeth were devout spiritualists. They became interested in the practice after their infant son died. They told others they received messages from their son as he grew into adulthood in the afterlife. The Crumbaughs also funded a library and local history museum in Leroy. Longtime congregation member Joan Travis says she finds the Sunday services uplifting.
Tom gave me a message today that the Mother, Father, God in paradise are proud of me and they're sending love and blessings.
So what did that mean to you?
Well, some weeks you feel that what you're doing is right. It feels great.
Church members say theirs is an optimistic view that life goes on. As Pastor Bob Bianchi puts it, there is no need to fear the future. This life is but one part of an eternal adventure. I'm Judy Valente.